Welcome to another audio edition of the EA-HCP Steward. Today's interview is with Rick Illner, who is heading up the ASR leasing program. So Rick, this year the Aquifer Storage and Recovery Program is doing very well. Why don't we remind our listeners about what ASR leasing is all about and how it fits into the HCP program?
Well, what it's all about in the simplest form is we acquire water rights from people that might not need all that they have, and then we in turn turn that over to San Antonio Water System, and they inject it into their ASR facility in South Bexar County on our behalf for later retrieval and use during a severe drought. It's really the cornerstone of the HCP in terms of providing spring flow. There's basically two modules of the HCP. One of them are the things that provide spring flow, and the other module is enhancing the habitats and species restoration. In terms of providing spring flow, this is the one that does the most because ultimately, if we have everything in place that we expect to have, during a repeat of the drought of record, we will bring back 126,000 acre-feet of stored water. And for every acre-foot that we bring back during a drought, San Antonio Water Systems has agreed to reduce their permitted withdrawals by a like amount. So they will take off an additional 126,000 for that period. So that's how we make our spring flow goals.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of the successes you've seen this year in terms of bringing people on and how much water is actually stored in the ground.
Well, we've had a lot of success beginning last year. And while I would like to take success, the agency would like to take success, I think we have to start where we should, and that's with Mother Nature. It has been raining for a year and a half. Once we started getting rains, people all of a sudden didn't need as much water and have responded very, very positively to the program. But we have devoted a person full-time at the EAA. We've increased our outreach efforts. We have had many meetings. We are actively working lists where we actually are calling people, customers that we've developed over 20 years, and talking to them about it, developing spreadsheet tools to send to them to show how this may benefit them and not put them in harm's way. So we've been a lot more proactive on trying to bring people in, and the results have been positive. I think the other thing that we've done, early on we didn't think we could get away with this. We thought we had to have leases of 5 or 10 or 15 years. We've discovered we can do some real good with a one-year lease that a person has the option to renew or to cancel. Because we know these people, it's once you're in our system, doing the paperwork, even if they've canceled, to start again is very, very simple. And it's what people want. So they're responding very positively. Our lease rates have gone up from 4,000 acre-feet in 2014 to almost 15,000 in 2015, and in 2016 we are over 31,000.
Oh, that's great. And there is a longer term goal though, right? That the program over time will hope to get to.
Well, the longer term goal is we need to have enough water either stored or available to meet that drought of record sequence, 126,000 that I was mentioning. We have to have enough water stored in the ground and have water that we can still store in the ground to meet that goal. Now, amazingly, even though the drought of record, which was so severe for us and was quite devastating, at least according to model results, for several of those years, and it's like a seven-year period, the first three or four, there's periods during each of those years that we'll still be able to store some water. So we wouldn't have to have all of it stored at the beginning. We could still acquire some leases. But the other thing, the other benefit that we get out of it is ultimately we're going to control about 50,000 acre feet of water. Even if we have all of our storage goals met, another way that this program helps us meet our spring flow goals is that water would be forborne, or just be suspended, even if it wasn't injected. So it's another 50,000 acre feet off the table.
So that's essentially water that people would not use.
That's exactly. People would not use it, and they would be paid for it. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for them to make a sacrifice, and get a reward.
Well, great work, and thanks for the update, Rick.
Okay.